the Transportation Security Administration, is now giving the names of all travelers passing through American airports to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. According to the New York Times, TSA has been submitting these lists multiple times a week ever since the program began in March. ICE then checks each traveler's information against its internal list of people with final deportation orders. The exact number of deportations connected to this program is unknown, but documents obtained by the Times reveal at least two high-profile arrests so far. One of them was Eni Lucia Lopez Villosa, a college student. She was flying out of Boston Logan Airport, heading to visit family for Thanksgiving. Immigration officers met her right at her gate. 2 days later, she was deported to Honduras. Boston ICE officers had been alerted by a California office, the Pacific Enforcement Response Center, which flagged her travel information. That office noted the tip came through a collaboration with Transportation Security Administration to send actionable leads regarding aliens with a final order of removal who appear to have an impending flight scheduled. The same office also used TSA information to help arrest Marta Brazida and Deris Leyva at a Salt Lake City airport in October. A former ICE official told The Times that TSA provided officers not just names, but photos of the travelers, their flight numbers, and their departure times. Airlines have long shared passenger data with TSA to compare against federal whitelists, but historically, the agency has avoided domestic criminal or immigration enforcement. One former official said, "This distance exists partly out of concern that arrests at airports could disrupt security operations. If you have more officers conducting arrests at airports, it puts more strain on the system," said former ICE official Claire Tricola. McNulty, "Delays and complications may annoy and frighten travelers, and those who are unsure about their status will avoid flying. It will keep shrinking the spaces where people feel safe going about their business."